The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. And this show is starting very differently today from what I had been planning on last night and early this morning when I was conceptualizing today's show. Believe it or not, I put a lot of thought into the show. And I was going to start the show out on the sidewalk, on my phone, watching the skies for snow. And it is a snow day, which I love and I know a lot of you hate. And I'm going to talk about that a lot in a few minutes. But I was going to start watching the skies on my phone, transition into the studio. I'll probably do that at 12:30 at the bottom of the hour. But then things changed pretty dramatically when the Seattle police posted the video of what happened at Northgate. And I think this is such an incredibly important story at a time when we have politicians, initiatives, radicals who do everything they can to demonize our police officers. And I think that it's important to have a reminder, a pretty stark reminder of the job these men and women have to do. Because what happened at Northgate early yesterday morning, it is god-awful. And so I'm going to start with a serious subject instead of goofing off about the snow here. And I am going to offer a very serious and sincere warning. If you have kids in the car, you probably don't want to listen to the next 4, 5, 6 minutes. If you are sensitive to what I'm describing here, you're not going to want to listen for the next few minutes. And I don't like having people turn away, but I also do not want people to hear something that bothers themselves. But I'm going to play a lot of this body cam audio for the reasons I just said. What these men and women do as part of their job and the split-second life and death decisions they have to make. And I'm sure there are already some people in the community who are thinking about how can we score some points against the cops because of this. Let's get to our top story.
The Big Lead, top story.
It was 3:25 yesterday morning, the middle of the night, when officers from the North Precinct were dispatched to what was a domestic violence incident. And as we told you yesterday, there was a call to 911, but there was a language barrier. And so the dispatchers, they couldn't make out what was happening, where it was happening. They had to find an interpreter at 3:30 in the morning or 3 a.m. before they were dispatched. They had to find an interpreter who listened back to the tape, and they were able to figure out, okay, serious domestic violence incident near Northgate, and two cops were dispatched to the scene. And thank goodness for body cams, man. They are a game changer. And anybody who watches this video and does not have a deep appreciation for the job that, in this case, these guys do and did, then I can't help you. I can't help you. Then you're just so far gone in pathological hatred of cops, which I know has engulfed way too many people and politicians. Sawant calls cops murderers after they're vindicated in shootings. But here is how it went down as the officers arrived at this apartment. I'll give you some of the, I'll try to make up for the lack of visuals here. They're standing right outside the apartment door. It looks that, like there's a hole in the bottom of the door, about a foot wide hole near the bottom of the door. And they got to go in.
Get out!
They see a man with a knife.
He's got a knife. He's
Now, then they see what this man had done to a woman in the apartment.
Move in and cuff her.
Her head is cut off. He decapitated a woman who was in the apartment. There were two little children in the apartment, and this man had decapitated a woman. And so these cops, again, think about this. Compare this to your job. So what? Kashama, I hope you're listening right now. Compare this to your job where you do nothing. You're the most useless politician I've ever seen. 3:30 in the morning. These cops are trying to, you know, save the lives of the children in that apartment. They're trying to reconcile what's went down. And they go in and they see somebody's been decapitated.
Oh. Hey, stay right there. Give me see. Stay there.
Okay, there's a man lying on the bed that they can see from the front door of this apartment. There's a man lying on the bed with a large knife right next to him. He's not holding it at this point.
There's one to the left you can't clear. Do not touch the knife. Stop. Look away.
Okay, now he's kind of getting up, the guy on the bed, kind of getting up, and he's looking right at the cops, and he heard them just say, look away.
Right. Yes. She got her head cut off. All right. Oh, yeah. We need to make sure there's one more female. So...
Okay, there's one more woman in the apartment. There are two little children in the apartment. So the cops at this point, they don't know if the children are alive or dead. They don't know if the woman, the other woman, is alive or dead. They know that they got a guy on the bed with a large knife next to him. And they will, yeah, it's just, what a job these people have to do.
I don't understand what he's saying. We need to make sure there's some other...
Okay, they're trying to figure out. They're trying anyway. The other cop's saying that maybe I can go cuff him. Maybe we can go get him. But he's got this knife. He's not responding to their commands.
Don't touch the knife.
They're trying with. They obviously don't speak Spanish. They're trying. We're policia. The guy is up on his knees now with this large knife next to him, and they know that he's used it to decapitate somebody.
Do not touch the knife. Do not. Stop.
I'm ready.
Stop.
Don't. Please don't. We will shoot
stop.
You.
They're begging him. Please don't. Okay, at this point, the man is starting to stand up on the bed. He had his hands up for a while. Then his arms come down to his side. The knife is still right next to him. He's certainly within that radius where he is a deadly threat with a knife.
Get down on the ground. Don't do it. Don't reach. Don't do it.
Policia.
If he comes this way...
No!
Okay, now the man has grabbed the knife. He's picked it up. He has it in his hands. He's standing on the bed, probably, my guess, 12 to 15 feet from the officers.
Don't do it!
Get down on the ground! Get ready to go. Go, get ready to go.
I'm a host.
No! Hey! You got it.
right?
Okay, well, they're begging him. They're begging him. They understand he might not be able to even understand their commands. And then the guy with the knife makes a move towards the cops.
I'm going to grab him. Hold it. He's got the knife. Get down on the... You got the knife again? Dude, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Okay. I'm going to stop it there. They opened fire and killed the man. These are heroes. These cops. We have such a tough time. I mean, the Seattle Police Union's already come out and said, yeah, we're defending these guys. They did nothing wrong, because there will be community activists and probably SWAT who will try to score points, try to rile people up, try to foster more cop hatred here. But I wanted to play you 3 minutes of audio, which I just did, so you could hear the efforts that they made to not kill this man. But he was clearly a threat to them with the knife in his hands and the distance he was, and they ended the threat. As I said, I know it's chilling. I know it's disturbing. I also think it's very important to remind each other about the incredible job these officers do. And I will do that. And as you know, I will call out cops who do wrong. I've never hesitated to do that. But I will defend with every breath I have the majority of great cops that are out there. And this was an unbelievable situation. And so I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to give you all kinds of context to the shooting that went down. Can I talk now about what the citizenship status was of the guy? Oh, still can't. No, it's, yeah, we're sanctuary. Never mind. We don't know. We don't ask that question. Maybe that's somewhat of an issue here. I mean, Jay Inslee and Jenny Durkin and Dow Constein, they tell me what a wondrous thing sanctuary is. And again, I don't know. I don't know the immigration status of this guy. All I know is that Inslee and Durkin and Constantine, they tell me that sanctuary is just a fantastic thing for our region. But I can't ask the question. That would be wrong. And far be it for me to ever do anything that's politically correct around here. Next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Okay, let's talk about this snowstorm that's coming. You went to the store yesterday, Nicole?
Oh, yes.
Where'd you go?
I went to the Fred Meyer's in Ballard.
Okay. I know it well.
It was insane.
How was it?
I've never seen such a thing. They had no more bread. They had no more eggs. They had no more chicken.
Nicole took pictures. She showed me the egg rack is empty. The bread rack was empty. Did you say the onions?
There was no produce. There was nothing. No onions, no fruit, no nothing. There was a few organic things left, but I wanted cilantro. There was no cilantro. It was insane to see. And the lines were all the way to, like, you know, the center lines. So each checker was open and the lines were to the second aisle lines.
Like 15 people deep in every line.
At least.
I went to the gym this morning on my way to work. I went and did cardio after the show yesterday. I went and lifted this morning. And I thought, I'll pop into Albertsons, which is right next door to my gym, and just grab a thing or two. And I walked in the door, and it was like 8 deep at every check stand at the Albertsons. What is wrong with people around here? If this thing hits the way that it's expected to, You can survive on whatever you have at home right now.
I actually think it's probably people preparing in a fun way. People are like, oh, this will be fun. We can like make fun things and cook fun food.
I don't think that's what it is. I think
settle in for the weekend.
I think they've gone insane around here. How can you imagine somebody in Green Bay looking at what's happening here? We're going to get one day of kind of heavy snow, and it's a panic. I just, it's bizarre the way people are reacting.
And the traffic this morning, none. There was no traffic on my way to work this morning. It was amazing.
Oh, I flew in. I am nervous about 3 o'clock getting home.
Well, but I don't think anybody came to work. So I think we'll be all right.
I hope not. I did notice that I'm at 90 miles left on my tank of gas. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe I'll top it off. So I'm going by this gas station.
Like 15 cars deep?
Yes! Yes! It's like Armageddon is coming or something. People! We got to toughen up a little around here.
It's a good lesson. You should always have probably 5 days of food in your home.
No, you should have weeks.
Rely on this.
You should have weeks. If an earthquake hits, you should all be. My wife's got these bins, these huge Tupperware bins of stuff that'll get us through if the big earthquake hits. It's going to snow some. Later today, it's going to be fun. It's going to be beautiful. It doesn't have to inspire some region-wide panic.
It could be gone tomorrow, too.
Jeez.
Well,
I hope not. I want it to last through the weekend.
It's changing.
And I hope it hits again Monday, Tuesday, like they said, is possible. But, oh, my goodness. I love this region. Believe it or not, with all its craziness, I was born here. I grew up here. We chose to keep our life here when we had other options. But, oh, my goodness, this is embarrassing.
I really think it's excitement. I don't think it's panic. I think it's excitement.
I disagree. The people who I saw standing in line at the store, they didn't have they looked like they were just on a march of death. You know, they're standing there all hangdog. It was horrible. Hmm. Okay, so just chill out when the chill comes. That's the bottom line here. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, I am going to take you live outside our building right after Ursula's newscast. And I'll see if it's coming to downtown Seattle, if it's reached the East Lake neighborhood yet. And then, right after that, we are going to talk to a guy up in Nova Scotia. His name is Frankie McDonald. He's a YouTube sensation, and he has this warning for everybody in the Puget Sound area.
This is Frankie McDonald. My own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major winter storm is headed towards Washington State on Saturday, February 9th, 2019.
Okay, we're going to call Frankie in Nova Scotia and get his alert. Coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.
Welcome back to the Dory Monson Show. We've taken it live out here on East Lake, where perfect timing. The snow just started falling, and before we talk about the snow, if you're listening right at the beginning of the show, there's a little car accident right here already. There's already an accident a half block from the radio station, and there's a Seattle cop on the scene, and I just had a chance to shake his hand and say God bless you guys after seeing that body cam video this morning. So it is a reminder. Thank the cops. We got a listener's honking. Yeah, if you're listening to the big show, give us a honk as you're driving by here on East Lake. It's snowing hard. It was not snowing 5 minutes ago, and it is coming down hard. I don't know what the temperature is. Doesn't feel that cold. Nothing seems to be accumulating yet, but it's coming down real hard on East Lake. I can tell you that up in Lake Forest Park. No snow there yet, just north of Seattle. Ursula just reported 5 inches on Camino already. And as I'm walking into the snow, because the wind's blowing northerly, and as I'm walking into it, it is blowing pretty good in the face. But I will tell you, like I said, there's already an accident half block from the radio station. I just saw a pickup truck skid as it was coming to a crosswalk because they had to slam on the brakes to stop for somebody who wanted to cross the street here. So already, just in the couple of minutes that we've been out here, things are just a little bit nasty. So it's coming down hard. That is the live report from East Lake outside of our radio station. It is coming down. I will tell you, as I walk into the snow and into the wind,
you're supposed to be facing the sky, Dory.
One of the harder snows that I've seen in a long, long time here. This is crazy. Tow truck is just going by to clear the accident. It's right outside of the radio station. All right, I'm going to head back in the studio. You are really going to enjoy the guy that we're about to talk to here. We get the key card, get the door open. This is fun, though. It's like a snow globe out here right now. It is really cool and not that cold. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know when it's going to start sticking and accumulating. All right, going through the lobby so I can get back to the relative comfort of the studio right now. But,
Dory, can you hear me?
I walk by all of our windows, seeing the snow coming down hard. It's just beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. I'm, the commute, the afternoon commute could be kind of a pain. Let me transition to the
old microphone here. That's fun out there.
You were having so much fun. I was trying to talk to you, and I don't think you could hear.
No, I couldn't. Well, seriously, there's an accident right there. There's a cop right there.
It just started, like, in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The snow.
Oh,
and now it's going to continue now through...
Through the end of our lives.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it maybe even through the afternoon commute.
Or that. Whichever comes first. Okay, tell you what. I want to find out exactly what to expect from the snowstorm. There's a guy on YouTube. He has tens of millions of views. And we saw that he had a forecast for the Seattle area. He is up in Nova Scotia. So let me take you to the nether reaches of Canada, where Frankie McDonald joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Frankie, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
I'm doing great so far. Seattle's getting around 12 inches of snow or more. It's going to bring a lot of snow, very strong. It's going to bring blowing and drifting snow, reduced visibility, dangerous stretch or side conditions. I recommend people to order pizzas and order your Chinese food, buy cases, Pepsi, buy cases, and Coke. Make sure if you're Samsung Galaxy shirt, Samsung Galaxy purple shirt.
Slow down just a little bit. Slow down a little bit, Frankie. So you are advising people to order pizzas and Chinese food? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
Okay. And don't you think, how long is this going to last? Don't you think we can weather the storm with whatever we already have on hand?
It's going to be quite a few days because the PNA is negative.
What? I'm sorry, what is negative?
PNA weather pattern, Pacific North American.
Okay, all right. So you're up there in Nova Scotia. You follow extreme weather all around North America or all around the world? How
in
do you
the
do
world.
It? All around the world. You've become quite a...
I got a book.
You got a what?
I got a book, Be Prepared, to Frank Del Guide to Life, Weather and Everything. He has a history of my life and childhood days before I came to Weatherman and the weather facts and things like that. My book has 48 pages. It has a history about my life. People can get them on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble bookstores website.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If people want to learn more about Frankie, he does have that book. Also, you have a website, right? It's frankiemcdonald.ca. Is that right?
That goes directly to my YouTube channel.
Okay, fantastic. So how many people have watched your YouTube videos, Frankie?
I got over 33 million views grand total. I got 188,000 subscribers as for right now. I got a silver plate button award February 8th, 2017, today, 2 years ago.
Okay, awesome. That's you're quite a success story. How does a guy up in Nova Scotia become so famous?
I do a lot of weather reports, and CBC reporter Gary Mansfield interviewed me back in late February 2013. And Frankie says, be prepared, shirts came out in 2015. Like Frankie says, be prepared, shirts, you can get them on thelostcause.com. And Frankie McDonald Bobblehead is on National Bobblehead Hall of Fame in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, talking Frankie McDonald Bobblehead. Oh. And Ben Cable started designing Frankie McDonald action figures in September 2015. Oh. Hey. On February 2nd, 2018, Frankie McDonald action figures was released on FrankieActionFigure.com and okay. Amazon.com.
Okay, FrankieActionFigure.com. That's cool. What are you doing in that action figure? What kind of action can I expect if I get one of those?
You can order it on FrankieActionFigure.com okay. and Amazon.com. It's an action figure of myself.
Okay. That's very cool, Frankie. Okay, so just in closing here, we've got a lot of people listening. The snow is about to hit here in Seattle. So what's your final message to all of my listeners here?
Be prepared, everyone in Seattle, when you drive the car, take your time driving the car slowly down so you don't get in a car accident. Have your Samsung Galaxy shirt, have your Samsung Galaxy smartphone shirt, have your Samsung Galaxy tablet shirt, smartphones, cell phones, laptops, and tablet shirts, have your 3G, 4G, your internet ready. Drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea. Okay. Drink lots of green tea to be warm. Have your furnaces ready. Turn on your furnace to keep those warm. Okay. Have your extra blankets ready to keep your warm. So make sure of your shovels, snow scoops,
okay.
snow blowers, snow plows, and salt trucks ready as well.
Awesome. And I heard a lot of tea in there. Tea would be a good idea, it sounds like.
Green tea is white tea and red tea and herbal tea.
Okay. All right. Well, Frankie, you have done a lot to warn the people here in the Seattle area, the greater Seattle area, and I really appreciate you taking the time to come on with me this afternoon.
Yes, FrankieMcDonald.ca goes directly to my YouTube channel.
Okay, FrankieMcDonald.ca. Frankie, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
I'm Frankie McDonald.
And you are Frankie McDonald. There is no doubt about that. Thank you, Frankie.
Thanks for watching. I'm Frankie McDonald.
All right. You're the man, Frankie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Frankie McDonald, who, if you weren't prepared for this storm before hearing from Frankie, you better be now. I love that man. I love him. Okay. I'd love to hear your thoughts, I guess. You can text me on the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here at the Dory Monson Show. I did something yesterday that I had never done before. I got home from work, turned on the TV, and on the NFL Network, they were replaying the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl in Arizona. I had never watched that TV broadcast. I was at the game. I did the post-game show. It was devastating. Seahawks throwing an interception at the one-yard line in the final seconds of the game. But I'd never watched it because I'd lived it. And it was, you know, it's kind of a drag to watch. Well, I just found out this morning why the Seahawks lost that game. It was because of a witch. Let me explain. Tom Brady, as a fundraiser with Gillette, he was shaving off his playoff beard, and they had a live crowd. So he's laying back in a barber chair. There's a guy shaving his beard, and Tom Brady is talking to the crowd that's there about this little pregame ritual. He has all kinds of superstitious rituals that his wife puts him through.
She's so about the power of intention, you know, and believing things that are really going to happen. And she always makes a little altar for me at the game. because she just wills it so much. And so she put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids. And I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes. I say all these mantras. And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I did. I just shut up and listened. And at first I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then about 4 years ago.
Okay, so he sets up an altar of his children. He has, chakras and chants and incantations. And then he brought up the Seahawks Super Bowl.
We were playing the Seahawks, and she said, you better listen to me. This is your year, but this is all the things you're going to have to do to win. And I did all those things, and my God, you know, it worked. It was pretty good. And then in 2015, it was about early January, and she said, you know how much I love you? And I said, yeah. And she said, I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year. And of course, we lost. I said, what does 16 look like? And she said, 16 is going to be your year. So it was early January this year, and I said, babe, I... asking, do we have a chance? And she said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man, I listened to her. And right after the game, she said, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine. She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
So that was it. A good witch. Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's wife. I thought that was very funny as I listened to it. And he is the GOAT, and he's a man who is just incredibly comfortable in his own skin. I thought that was kind of charming.
Where do we get those stones?
I know. Sierra, you got to start getting Russell some altars before the game and necklaces and chants and incantations. We got to counteract all of this with the Seahawks here. Okay, live weather report for you. The snow is coming down hard now in Eastlake. And tell you what, we've got the greatest, biggest staff of reporters in the world because that's you. And I would love it if you would text me what's going on, and I will pass a lot of that along in the Fastest 15 coming up. But text me what's going on in your neck of the woods. Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. And let me know what's going on. It started snowing in Edmond several minutes ago. Somebody's begging me to tell the folks at Boeing to close the plant today. Hey, Boeing, you know what? I hear that so many people at Boeing, and I love all of you. I hear that so many listen to our show noon every day. So at Boeing, is Bill Boeing still running things there? No, probably not. But whoever's in charge, send them home early. You can delay things for one day. Send them home. Okay. We will keep posted on the snow, and we have the Fast 15 coming up next.